Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, let's mention the multiple ways you can consume what we offer. Right now, if we get 100,000 people to follow us in the next 2 minutes, all 100,000 will receive $1 million. Yeah. Prove me wrong. If we get to 100,000, every one of you gets $1 million.
Does that come from you?
You. Tough break for you. I decided it comes from you.
Then checks are going to bounce high.
Man. Yeah, exactly. So right now, gather 99,999 friends and all sign up to follow both at Dave_Harrigan and at Chad Hartman Show. And if all of a sudden, now in the next 74 seconds, we have 100,000 more followers for both of us. Here we go.
If it's just one of us, do you get half a mil?
Nothing. Oh, zero.
Tough.
Zero. Now you're down to 61 seconds. A lot of pressure on you. So at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. No, in all seriousness, we provide info. I'm going to react more than you, but I might annoy you. You might like it. Some of them might be sweet. Some of it will be links to the show. Some of it will be nonsense. But try it. Get on X. Jump on board. I'm not on Threads. I'm not on Blue Sky. Most of my friends who are on Blue Sky tell me this. I want stuff to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing when Threads popped up. That was going to be the next big one.
Yeah. I see. I'm also on the Instagram. I haven't posted a photo in a while, though. At Chad Hartman Show. You're on it, but you don't know your password or whatever, or you're so reclusive.
Yeah,
you're so masked in mystery.
Not really mystery. I just use it to snoop on people.
Yeah, which is not bad.
No, it's fine.
That's not bad. Some use binoculars. Some still are old school that way.
Yeah.
You know, you also have a tracer on various cars.
Peeping Tomery has gone digital.
Exactly. When I go to Insta, I will see, hey, so-and-so is on Threads, you know? And so I'll click, and it'll show some people I know on Threads. There's Carter. Carter will make fun, and we'll make fun of Jason all the time to his face, right? There's not, we'll just tell him. Like, whenever he goes to a sporting event, he goes to a Wolves game, he's got his Wolves uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Goes to the United game, United uniform.
Support the club.
You
his
know,
kit.
All
his
of them.
His United kit. Please.
Right, his kit, excuse me. Carter joins in the same jocularity. I told you we like that word. We're going to keep it. But guess what? Guess how he's listed on Threads? Wearing his little cute little twins uniform.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Well, fraud. Fraud. He's making fun of Jason doing the same thing he's doing in an Instagram photo.
Yeah.
Right? So check us out on the Instagram, on the X, and then podcast the show. Dave will give you hour after hour after hour, or a half hour, or segments, and you can sign up. You can get it at Odyssey. You can get it at Spotify. You can get it at Apple. Unless some company doesn't own us, they're not going to post it that way.
They would if they wanted better numbers.
That'd be nice, and we'd appreciate it. So I like to give you the occasional text update. You know, yesterday, what was it? Somebody wanted me to go deep sea fishing, I think it was. Today, at 11:21, I received notice from the Minnesota Department of Motor Vehicles. Final notice, enforcement penalties, again, outstanding traffic ticket.
Ooh, that's a tough one for you.
Mm-hmm. Except it's not true.
I'd pay it anyway just
pay it.
Just be sure.
Yeah. In case you want to know the website, it's MACRCHH at mpkautomotivesystems.appleaccount.com. That seems legit,
that's
doesn't
trustworthy.
It? That's trustworthy.
That's a government account, I'm quite
so,
sure.
So we're no longer pursuing the violations of the HOV lanes, right? That was the thing that was going on for how long? Was that multiple months where most of us were getting something like that, including many people that had no part of the HOV lanes? Am I remembering this wrong? Wasn't that the big thing we were all getting?
I don't think I ever got one.
Text me.
Maybe it's because I'm East Metro. We don't really have HOV lanes.
Wasn't it the...
We're lunch pail commuters.
Okay. Okay. Sure. That's what it was, right? Am I forgetting this? Where we were all getting the notices on that was unpaid? 651-461-9226. Remind me, because now you're making me doubt myself, which is not... I should probably doubt myself more often. But wasn't that it, where we were getting the notices over and over and over again, that you had to pay this, you had to pay, you know, that one? How many of us are you seeing it?
MnDOT was warning of those types of scans, let's see, back in June of last year. So.
Yeah, easy
fair.
Pass, right? It was the easy
yes.
pass. Yep. How many of us have fallen for a scam like this through a text or an email or a phone call? I have one time. One time, this is, I don't know, is this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, where I had tried to pay a bill, but they were only taking, you know, a check, basically. It was not a credit card, not a cash card. And so I was like, I'll call you back. And so then I get a phone call about the same bill. And I ended up paying it through this person on the phone. And I was just a sucker. And I should not have paid it. It wasn't that much money, but I was a fool, Dave. Because it was a bill that I couldn't get done initially. This is, again, where you wonder how often these folks are really listening to us. Because I'm like, oh, the same company's calling me. And boom, I paid it. And then about 5 minutes after I paid it, it was for $500 million. Now, I think it was not even $100, but still, I was just a sucker. And I fell for it.
How did it make you feel?
Like a complete moron.
Did you feel, do you also get a sense of violation?
I was just mad at myself. And even when I tell the story, I'm still mad at myself for being, it just seemed I just had talked to him the day before. Now I'm getting a follow up and it's, hey, we can deal with this right now. Great. I got Q.
Perfect.
I can tell you right where I was. Q, we're at the pharmacy. We're going to go inside and shop and pick up meds. Great. I can get this done.
Yeah, talk about convenience. Look at that.
Yeah. Dope. When else have you either, what scams have you been inundated with, and are you willing to admit you fell for it? Trish wants to chime in. By the way, before we get to Trish, here's a text. You're not special, Hartman. I got those two of those stupid unpaid parking ticket notices today. When did I say I was special? Because I
every
got
every day when you wake up.
Oh my God! Seriously, some people. All right, Trish, go ahead. You received something similar?
Yeah, I got the same one today, about 20 minutes ago.
Yep.
And I knew it was a scam. I always go to the computer and look up, you know, the website they want to go to. But I've gotten many, many ones from USPS.
Yes. Oh,
say,
yeah. Yes.
We can't deliver your package because there's insufficient, you know, address. And, you know, so I copied the link and put it in my computer off of my phone. And I went there, and they put in your name and your address and your phone number, and then you click next, and then it wants a credit card. So I thought, okay, that's a scam. So, but I've gotten them multiple times, and it's usually when I order something from Walmart or Amazon that comes from China, which just is kind of scary.
Thank you, Trish. Good phone call. I get those too, Dave. Do you get those? I get something like that. It goes stretches. I can go for months and months and months, and then I get ones where every other day, you've got a pack. We try to deliver it, but we need your credit card, and then we'll get it back to you.
Yes, I get the USPS ones quite often, and it's always accompanied by the really bad graphic, too. You know, it's got the text over the bad graphic that's very fuzzy. It's like, come on. Let's work harder, Scott.
They need to sign better young engineers or artists.
Yes.
Artists.
We could do a little better with the Photoshop.
All right, let's keep the scam going. What scams have you received? And are you willing to admit when you paid for one and you felt like a complete fool right after? 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I will say this too, Dave. For some reason, I'd say the last couple weeks, I have received a number of phone calls from phone numbers I do not recognize. I cannot tell you the last time I answered the phone from a number I don't recognize. Can you?
Only when I know I'm expecting a call. For instance, just got in a car accident situation. I knew insurance people would be calling. So then, yes, I had to pick it up more than once.
That's fair.
But neither of us are Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. I want to get that. You also are in a unique position as a radio producer who is emailing to reach out to folks. And you'll say, get back to me through my email. You'll also sometimes include your phone number.
Yep, it's always on the little signature line.
Right. And so then you have to be a little bit more wary. Trump, this is amazing. That Trump frequently, I'll get back to this, is tied to the scam stuff here. Because he loves his phone. That's his life, right? Just on the phone, wheeling and dealing. His whole life, from the landline, payphone, to now the iPhone. Well, they've tried to take the phone away from him. Who knows how many phones he has? The story we both saw suggested maybe he's got three phones. And there are people who try to limit him. John Kelly is an example. But this administration, do whatever you want.
No, he's in charge, and no one's going to tell him what to
do. So, apparently, it's not that uncommon in D.C. to have the president's phone number. If we made enough phone calls, do you think we could get his phone number? If we called enough people in D.C., well, Major being an obvious one, but Major told us when we asked about this, he said, I don't have it, but Major said, I can make one phone call and get it.
Yes.
So in theory, if I could convince Major off, on background, not off the record, but on background, give me the number. Now, I'm not going to now because I just announced it, so there's no on background. But from other people, where he'll be in a meeting. He'll be in a cabinet meeting. Well, if not on TV, where they're going, dear leader, you're amazing. Oh, you're amazing, right? But another meeting where he'll just answer the phone. Who is this? I don't want the president of the United States just answer the phone. I don't do it myself. Don't be a little me. Do we want the commander-in-chief, the most important person who God knows how many countries are just listening to all his phone calls?
Be nice if he'd screen it just a little bit tighter.
A little better. So I'm just assuming the last couple weeks when I'm getting these phone calls that they're potential scams. Now, on the iPhone, I have it set up where when it's a potential scam, at least some of the time, it says potential scam.
Same with me on the Samsung.
Right.
But a lot of times it doesn't. It's just a random number.
Other times, it's just individuals who have acquired the number through some service, and they're trying. I mean, I had a loan offer recently.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. You know? How many billions and billions and billions of dollars is that industry of trying to get a hold of us either through a phone call, through an email, through a text, to try to either trick us or to bring us back and do a business that is not trustworthy in any way?
And you wonder what the success rate is. I imagine it's very, very, very small. You know, of a million people, I don't know how many you get. A very small handful of people that bite. But I guess that's all you need, right? Because it's not like we're short on scams.
Chad, we received a letter from a Canadian lawyer saying a deceased client's name, same last name as ours, had unclaimed life insurance policy worth over $10 million. And we could be put on the policy. The scam has run for years.
You got to take your chances on that one.
Yes. Let's see. I'm not going to go to that one. I just got a deal on the Deluxe Odyssey app with no ads for only $35 a month. Tom Emmer keeps sending me scam emails. He's fighting for the residents of the 6th Congressional District.
Wow.
Then also circling back. Nah, I won't even get it. It's someone who feels like I made a leap about George W. Bush when we were talking arena. Because Georgia, according to his daughter, Jenna, one of the two, Barbara, I think, is the other daughter. She said verbatim, here's the quote. He calls his best friend every day.
Every morning. Starts off the day.
Every morning. And then this texter's mad at me, suggesting in some way that his wife's not his best friend. And I'm just going, I'm reading the quote from his daughter verbatim.
Something. Shame on you.
Yeah. Should be shot. Tomorrow, the same best friend I've had for 40 years is celebrating his birthday. My guy, Jason. I can't imagine my life without Jason. Now, when I was married to Kathleen or in a relationship with Jen, Carla, or now Michelle, are they the closest people in my life? Yes, they are. You're still allowed to say you also have a best friend outside of your husband, wife, partner, significant other. Correct?
You are allowed to do that.
Without being
in America. It's America, baby.
Without being shot. I believe that's okay. Jimmy Galliano on the FBI and law enforcement when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you want a guest in law enforcement with tremendous experience, who is intelligent, reasoned, willing to take on the establishment, not afraid to take on Republicans, not afraid to take on Democrats, and is current with what's going on in law enforcement, Jimmy Galliano is as good as anybody in this area. Frequent guest of this show. We are lucky to have him on. Jimmy served 25 years in the FBI. A lot of important positions, whether it was investigative, tactical resolution, crisis management. Huge part of the leadership, New York field office. And Jimmy's here, like all of our guests, like Rena last hour, like Fran Tarkington next hour, like the mayor of Minneapolis next hour. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend. Good to have you on. When cash... Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy.
I was just going to say that's a hell of a windup, but you've got your mayor and Fran Tarkington, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I am humbled make your stellar lineup today, my friend.
Oh, you fit right in, sir. There's never a doubt. Every time you're on, we get tremendous feedback. When the president and his team appointed Kash Patel as the leader of the FBI and Dan Bongino on, we had you on, and you were, as usual, based in facts and also saying, I'm aware of who they were before. You talked about your issues you have with the FBI, and you said, let's see what happens. Let's give them the opportunity. Let's give a few months and see how it's playing out. And over the last couple of weeks, there have been stories written about Patel in particular and the FBI, including New York Times story, where I'm sure there are plenty of conservatives who are going to say, well, it's a New York Times story. Wasn't that flattering? We're not that surprised. From your years with the FBI, knowing that Patel was a very atypical appointment, what is your assessment so far?
Yeah, and Chad, I think that's a fair assessment. You use the term atypical. You know, I remember when you had me on, and it was right after the appointment, and I stated then that I was going to be agnostic until I had some time to kind of see what he did. I was against the appointment of a non-bureau brick agent to be the deputy director, Mr. Bongino's position. But as far as Kash Patel appointment, you know, those are political appointments. I mean, they always have been. Kash is the ninth FBI director, Senate confirmed, although very narrowly,
yes,
in the 117-year history of the Bureau. And look, for 100 days, you know, I'm a traditionalist, and some people say, oh, Jimmy, this is not important. I mean, you complained when James Comey, you know, wore an open-collar shirt to FBI headquarters. And, you know, now you're going to complain that Director Patel is, you know, seen, you know, on scene with, you know, a T-shirt on and, you know, wears an FBI badge on his belt. And these things are, you know, they're atypical, to use your word. if I look at the mission and where the focus is, Chad, there's been a lot of consternation in the press. Now, you mentioned the New York Times. Adam Goldman was the writer of that piece. I've known Adam a long time. The only issues I had, and I took this up with Adam when I spoke to him recently, was I hate the anonymous sources stuff. You know, if Adam calls me and says, what do you think? You know, I always believe in journalism that if you can get people to go on the record, do it. And when you have, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 anonymous sources, you know, leaking out from the Bureau, I'm not a fan of that. Now, look, some of the arguments that they made, and if you want me to get into any of those, I'm happy to address them. There were some fair criticisms, and I think there were some that were overblown.
Okay, so let's get to this overall point that people who are either left to center or further left are going to say, listen, he was an individual who was flattering the president. I'll take him at his word that he genuinely believed it and was a verbal flamethrower towards the left and towards the FBI. And if you're going to be in politics, that's fine because we have people on the left to do the exact same thing. But then the question becomes, once you're now the leader of the FBI, this extraordinarily important agency in our country, protecting citizens every single day, is he protecting everyone or is he trying to settle scores to benefit the president of the United States? To that allegation, what do you say?
Well, I mean, that is an allegation that is worth, you know, unpacking and exploring. And look, you know, he wrote a book. Cash Patel, in spite of some of the unfair criticisms that, hey, he didn't have the experience, hey, he was a federal prosecutor in the Department of Justice. He's also the only FBI director to ever serve as a public defender. He's worked the criminal justice system from both sides of the house. Yes, some people will argue, oh, Jimmy, in the last Trump administration, he was a supplicant. He was a shill. He was a sycophant. You know, all these S words describing his actions on behalf of the president.
Can I stop you there? That's accurate, right?
I would not disagree with that prior to coming into the FBI with his position.
Yeah.
And you can actually draw the line between those two points and say, mm-hmm. well, the president does seem to have an affinity for people that praise him or support him. Yeah, it happens in all presidential administrations, but is this one more gratuitous? Is this one more egregious? That's a fair argument. Chad, I can't push back on that because I noticed that a lot of the people that he's appointed, whether it's Judge Jeanine, whether it's Martin, a lot of the people that he's appointed are that. But every president gets to pick their team. Now, the FBI director is supposed to be independent. The proof is going to be in the pudding going forward. Can Cash Patel, and I think that's what the sense I'm getting, your overarching question is, can he do this job apolitically?
Yeah.
Even though he's a political
exactly.
appointee, can he do this job fairly? And those questions are fair. I have not seen anything to date. I know people are going to argue, like the New York Times column that you just mentioned, they're going to argue, well, he's dredging up old investigations because it's red meat to the Trump base. You know, mm-hmm. he's looking into the pipe bombing and, you know, and the J6 stuff. And he's, you know, the Dobbs decision that was leaked out of Justice Alito's office.
And the cocaine, you know, in the White House, right?
Cocaine in the White House. Are these the most important things? Well, I argue the FBI can do more than one thing at the same time.
For sure.
And they have a different focus now. Their focus is obviously they're moving assets and resources around. I just say this, Chad, to wrap this up. I say I was in the FBI at its bifurcation point. In 2001, after the towers were attacked, after the Pentagon was attacked, and after 4 planes were destroyed and almost, you know, 3,000 people were murdered. Director Mueller, who'd only been in office for 1 week, a year later showed up in front of Congress and explained that he was going to have to shift some resources around. He's going to move people where I was working narcotics cases and violent crime cases into the counterterrorism realm. You see some of that going on right now. And yeah. Why is that? Well, the focus is on the southern border, and I think you're going to see more of that going forward.
That's the most important part of this conversation. This is Jimmy Galliano. 25 years of vitally important FBI experience. Anytime we have him on, we're lucky, we learn. So let's get to that part. We acknowledge where he was before and the questions about that. But now on the day-to-day, what you know every FBI head, whether it's Ray, Comey, Mueller, anybody, is going to have their own ideas. From what we've seen so far, in his emphasis, his modifications, his direction, does that make sense to you, considering the challenges this country faces, or even more importantly, the challenges that we don't talk about as much as citizens, but an individual like you, with your experiences, well aware of, and then it makes a little bit more sense why Patel is emphasizing those areas?
Yeah, Chad, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, not to get too inside baseball here, get too wonky with it, but the FBI is made up of about 12,000 special agents, and they're scattered across the globe in 55 different field divisions across the country. Obviously, we have a big office in Minneapolis, as well as 63 different embassies across the globe. Yes, the mission shifts slightly from time to time. The number one mission is still to prevent the next terror attack on U.S. soil. And as we saw in Boulder, Colorado, it's impossible to do that. Yeah. These attacks can happen. You do the best that you can, and you try to stop the bad guys before they can do something to hurt and kill people. Is the focus on the border? Now, look, the focus is not on immigration per se, that they're going to be down there checking people's IDs, but it's transnational, you know, organizations, transnational criminals, you know, fentanyl, you know, the cartels in Mexico. Those are reasonable things. Now, should it be done at the expense of everything else? The answer is no. And again, it's only been 100 days.
Yeah, it's early.
I'm going to give them a little bit more time, but I certainly understand why there might be some concern.
Let's go to Jim Comey. What was it, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago? He's touting a book, and he takes a picture, and his explanation is he sees something on the beach while he's walking with his wife and these seashells, and he just thought it was pretty. It was unique. It was different. And it's the numbers 8647. Okay. We have the 47th president, Donald Trump. We have 86 with the connotations, what that may mean, what it definitely means, or what other people think it really means. And it caused a lot of controversy. And you have not been shy in your comments about Comey. I'll say first, with my limited experience, it was indefensible what he did. For him to act naive, I had no idea. I didn't buy it for a second. Do I think he needs a long investigation? Do I think he needs to be arrested? No. But his, oh, innocent me, I had no idea. I didn't believe a single word of that.
You and I come down the same on that. Look, it did exactly what Jim Comey wanted to accomplish. He wants to sell books, and he has a book coming out, and he got booked on all the late shows. He got booked on across all the cable news networks, probably except for Fox. I saw him out there trotting out his excuse. I love the way that he kind of threw his wife under the bus.
Yes.
She's one that told me to post it on Instagram.
Right.
I mean,
come on.
Again, here's a 6'8" former deputy attorney general, former FBI director, and, you know, it's embarrassing. I mean, look, do I think that he needed to be arrested? Absolutely not. Do I think that he knew what he was doing? Chad, I would argue I'm not inside the guy's head, but he knows better. And he knew that this was going to cause this kind of firestorm. And I'll just wrap this one up with this. Back in 2008, shortly after he'd been fired, he was fired in 2017. And back at that time, before all the Inspector General reports had come out, and I had changed my position on James Comey. I was no longer defending him after the facts came out. He's being interviewed out at the Aspen Ideas Institute by Katie Kirk, and she finally wraps up the interview, and she says this: "So, Mr. Director, how do you see legacy?" And he paused for dramatic effect, and he said, "Katie, I just wish to be forgotten." The jokes just write themselves,
right,
Chad.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the guy that wants to be forgotten and was on the front page of every newspaper across the country because he did something that he knew was wrong, that he knew was going to, in the pro wrestling ranks, he knew it was going to generate heat,
yep.
and he got the publicity he was seeking.
I'm not denying that he faced some incredibly difficult decisions, but at this point, if he wants to vanish, if he wants to go away, one way to not do that is to not write a book and then also take a picture and blame his wife when it has some connotations of something evil towards the president of the United States. Great stuff as always, my friend. Enjoy the summer. And when your schedule allows it, you know we'll reach out. Thank you very much.
Look forward to it. Take care, Chad. Always good to talk to you.
This man served our country brilliantly, ably, and we're lucky to have him on. Jimmy Galliano, 25 years with the FBI, here on the home of the Twins, CCO. Speaking of law enforcement, at this time yesterday, we chatted with Lou Ragusa, the outstanding reporter from Care 11 on the Derek Thompson trial, and how Derek Thompson has switched from the federal trial to this trial on who was driving the vehicle when the vehicle was driving 90 miles per hour and killed not one, not two, not three, not four, not five individuals. And seems like their only defense that had any credibility, two things, I guess, Dave. Items that were not included and that, hey, I'm Derek Thompson. I wasn't driving the car. My brother was driving the car. Guess what happened today? Derek Thompson's brother, DeMarco, was brought on the stand by the prosecutors and the assistant Hennepin County attorney, James Hanneman, asked DeMarco, who was driving the Escalade when you saw it drive away? He was. You mean Derek Thompson? Yes. How about that? So much for that theory.
Thinking their relationship isn't terribly close right now.
Mm-hmm. Also, Hanneman asked DeMarco, you want to be here today? Also said, you don't want to be here today. Hanneman asks DeMarco. Derek Thompson, the evidence is overwhelming that he killed these individuals. Susie and CBS up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.